Hello, and thanks for being with us on our show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Today, we'd like to take a look at life from a bird's-eye view and to see where does it lead us on our way to a better life. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, it's a very interesting phenomenon that was reported by several astronauts that went into space. They went to research space, but they came back with a completely different perception about Earth. When you're in space and suddenly you see our planet as this small ball floating in space, so small and fragile, suddenly they felt compassion toward mankind and how everything's united, and they felt the sense of love. And researchers even show that astronauts came back to Earth with lower levels of stress and anxiety, with a completely different mood and a different attitude toward mankind. They feel that the conflicts that separate people are not that important. There is a very clear need for a global, united society. And we wanted to ask, from your perspective, why do you think it happens to astronauts that as if went to look for something in space, but actually what changed is their approach toward mankind? They saw the true state of things, the way we exist, that all in all, we're living on this small planet that's floating in this infinite space. And all in all, there is this thin crust of atmosphere that's protecting us and keeping us alive. Meaning, it's something really strange. Why do we exist? How do we exist? Thanks to what? For what purpose? Immediately awaken such questions which are above everything that we know about life. And especially what we start seeing is that we're not really built for this perfection that we feel suddenly that exists in nature. That's so fast and great. And we're so miserable. And what are we arguing about doing to each other? Where is this unique developed creature, created being? What are we developing everything for? What are we living for just in order to irritate, spite, kill each other? And of course, when they look at it from the outside and they have this change in perception because they're no longer under the same powers under which we are here on Earth, where we're constantly bombarded by the media and other things. It's not even going to the desert or to some forest or to sea, but to space. Meaning, they're under different forces, corporeal forces, but different ones. And then, of course, as a result, they are under this, so to speak, flood of water that washes them. And then their perception changes. I'll read something that one of the astronauts said. Anyone living in space will always have an overview that the Earth is one system, we're all part of that system, and there is a certain unity and coherence to it all. Why did they get this feeling that there is unity and coherence to it all, that everything's alive and flowing? Because they see how small and round Earth is under one atmosphere, and it's all probably managed by these forces that nature created this artificial bubble, and we don't see in any other place, in any other galaxy, such a form of life. Doesn't exist. True, there's plenty of still matter in space, but where are there more complex forms? They also felt that there is a connection between Earth and the rest of the universe. Right. There are forces that you start feeling that they operate in that realm, in that space outside of Earth. You really feel it. I think that they're also not telling everything. They were also forbidden, and also they themselves are probably afraid to tell different things like that. But really, whoever goes to space starts feeling additional forces and an additional reality. It's interesting. They as if come out from under whatever blurs their perception. They get this very broad perception, a very strong feeling. What do they actually perceive? What is this additional reality? They don't know what it is, but they feel that there are certain superpowers that do what? That sustain our planet, the universe. Yeah, that our planet has a certain role, special role. And what exactly is it? They don't know. But they feel that it can be realized only through connection and unity between everyone. It's really interesting, this feeling. And also, they had this feeling that we're like a spaceship flying in space. Another feeling they came back with is humility. They felt that they're so small compared with everything that exists, but at least that they're a part of the universe. Yeah. So the question is, after the astronauts experience this feeling, do you think that they'll continue with this perception? Will it influence mankind somehow? I'm pretty skeptic about it. Why? Mankind has to feel that it's really in a spaceship here on Earth, that we're on a spaceship, that Earth itself is our spaceship, and the atmosphere that we live in is the external crust that protects us inside space. And living on this planet, meaning in this spaceship, we have to arrange ourselves such that we'll direct ourselves toward a space leap, to a state where we really reach a new degree of existence, that we, in our spaceship, can make a leap through time, space, and motion, and enter a new realm. Not some more distant or closer place or a different galaxy, but something that's beyond our universe. A different dimension. It's not that it's vast distances, but a different dimension qualitatively. And this is what we should aspire for. Because life, the way it is on Earth, it doesn't become us. We as human beings are worthy of so much more, and our nature really corrupts us, and we simply have to reach a decision that we had enough of all of these kinds of relations and forms of connection that we have on our spaceship. The astronauts that came back, there were movies made about them, and there's an entire movement that wants to publicize this idea that we're on a spaceship and everything they talked about. So by trying to change our perception, by trying to go into space, don't you think that this will be enough? You want to take everyone on the planet, and there are such plans. like space tourism and allowing other people to feel it. It's possible, but still, it's a drop in the ocean. I don't think that human nature will really change. Maybe. It could be some kind of a beginning of change. But were we really to take care of this? Were we to show these movies in schools and other places? And we'd really take children to such places where they could feel it, for them to integrate with it, then sure, it would have been good education. But in the meantime, I don't feel that anyone's doing it. There are people who have interests that want to continue what they have right now on Earth. They're more powerful in terms of power, money, everything. They're in control. And even if all the astronauts that were in space, and they all have this kind of impression. Where are they? No one even allows them to talk about it openly. I have a question. You just described the feelings that a person that goes into space feels. In order to change as human beings, do we have to go to space? Look, I was in the United States, in those places from where the spaceships are launched. And there's a very good cinema there, and I sat there for several hours to watch movies. I was with my entire family, and I saw it on my children, how it really influenced them. A person is very much impressed by this, even though that there weren't any movies there that were aimed at changing anyone. But still, when you see these pictures, these movies, how everything looks, very good movies, powerful movies. I don't know, I think that there should be serious extended education all around the planet with the help of the UN and UNESCO. What should this education be founded on? The goal of changing man's perception that man doesn't exist in this world in order to fight others and to try and steal from everyone and to benefit at everyone's expense and so on, but that we have where to fly to with our spaceship. Not in this dead universe, eventually, but that we can rise to a live dimension where we ourselves become more exalted creatures, created beings, and our spaceship becomes a kind of ship that takes us to different dimensions. It's not to the moon or Mars. Where to then? To a different dimension. A different dimension where we don't live inside our body that lives and dies. And we're not needy of oxygen and food and so on. And for the heat and cold, for everything to be adjusted, no. We have to get rid of all of our corporeal limitations and to elevate ourselves to the spiritual realm. What is this space? What do you mean by spiritual space? It means that I exist without a body. Outside of my body, me, everyone, man, yeah, Because I, the human part in me, isn't my physical corporeal body. The human part in me, the man part in me, is something that I have to reveal within myself. It's something that I have to learn, I have to discover. What does it mean to be a human being? What is the human part about me? Looking at the astronauts, why is it that we're living like in this kind of illusion? And whoever goes to space sees that the truth is completely different than what we see. Why is it built this way, that we're completely unaware of who we are, where we are, what we are, and we have to see things from an overview? We have to get the big picture. For this, you need free choice. Does a person really want this? Can he reach free choice? I want to be a different human being, not just to live this corporeal, animate life of mine, but to develop a more exalted creature from this animate body, as if something different is born out of me, something new, only it's not physical, like we can imagine it, but something new. And this is my life, this is my true self, that I, myself, give birth to my true, real, spiritual self and live in Him. And there you have a broader picture, stronger perception. Yeah, there you have no corporeal or physical limitations. Our world doesn't exist. There's a completely different kind of physics. Everything's different. Even in our world, we can see, you can see it from research, that if a person, the higher he goes, the more global his perception becomes. Why does the matter of height, and I also understand that in our inner development we need this, I think that it's a matter of root and branch. Because if I'm high, I feel higher, I can see into the distance. I don't go into details. One is related to the other. So what does it mean to rise high or get this general overview without going into space, internally wise? What do we ascend to? Even going out to space doesn't really elevate us. It's just a slight psychological change, a change in our perception. But that's all there is to it. How to put it? The change has to be essential, in essence, that I get a different nature. Our nature is all ego, and therefore we've built such a miserable, black, limited life for ourselves, where we harm each other, and this is what we enjoy. And a different nature, it's simply the opposite. It's an altruistic nature, where I live not from receiving and caring for myself, but I come out of this form into its opposite, and I care for others and forget about myself. Is it possible to invert ourselves this way? Yeah, there's a method called the Wisdom of Kabbalah that says yes. And then when I do it, when I invert myself, then I start feeling that I'm living in a different realm. It's not that I leave Earth to a certain distance or travel at the speed of light and so on. Not at all. But that I enter a completely different reality. Not a physical or corporeal one with all of its laws. And this is what we have to aspire for. What kind of reality is it? It's a reality where we live according to the force of bestowal and not the force of reception. Somehow it's possible to understand it. What force again? The force of bestowal, of giving, of love of others. But not physically, corporeally wise, but that from above, we can get a force that changes us from receiving to bestowing. where I start caring for others more than I care for myself. What do you mean by rising high, going above? More exalted qualities, this is what it means, this is how it's called. Meaning that an astronaut, he ascends physically. Here we're talking about an inner, mental, spiritual ascent. We rise above what? Above our ego. And our ego is excellent. It's made in order for us to rise higher and higher above it. Until this entire ego, we won't get rid of it. We'll only invert it. Invert it into what? Into the opposite force of bestowal, instead of caring for oneself and receiving and constantly thinking how to benefit at the expense of others, I am going to give and love and do everything to the benefit of others. To the benefit of others. Yeah? Meaning that if the human original nature is to think about himself and care for himself, here we're talking about an upgrade to a more advanced kind of nature where a person starts thinking about someone else, caring for someone else, loving someone else. Yeah? This new nature that a person has to acquire, this is what opens this new dimension that you call spiritual. Yeah, this is exactly what spirituality is. Okay, when an astronaut leaves Earth, does he experience the spiritual realm? No. But he feels that there is something besides that attitude, that force, the nature that we have on Earth. Because he disconnects, one way or another, he disconnects physically from mankind, this one thing, and another thing is that still, he's under the influence now of forces that aren't working on mankind, but that are higher. Not because he rose so high, but because he disconnected from the egoistic mankind. So he can feel a bit more. He feels a bit more, but still, it's not the feeling of the upper force. It's a small illumination. But the change of perception is a result of the ability to feel a bit more. Yeah, he feels some more, and as a result, his perception changes. They're also prepared for it, that they'll have changes, yeah, psychological changes, changes in their perception. So when you're talking about this kind of spiritual development, as you call it, it's also based on change in perception? Of course. So how is it different than that astronaut that his perception changes? No, he only feels that things should be different, can be different, but not that his nature changes from within. He also becomes a bit better. We know that there are many states where people have cognitive changes, like under the influence of drugs and so on. What's the difference? They don't invert their nature into the nature of love and bestowal to others. But if they got this perception that everything should be united, there are many people, not necessarily astronauts, that think that too. What does it mean to invert one's nature into bestowal and love, love of others? This is the essence of spirituality? Yeah. And you're saying it's not like an astronaut's perception changes or the perception of a person who takes some kind of drug. It's not like people that naturally feel a better attitude toward others, even though that they're egoists. I heard a lot what it's not. What is it then? What it is loving others instead of loving myself. Can you give me some kind of standard with the help of which I can measure what does an astronaut feel or a person who took drugs or the more I ascend from earth to space. The more I rise above my ego, above the thoughts about myself to the thoughts about others, I'm confused. I was never in space. Okay, watched movies. Movies, yes, but what is the separating factor that you say that these are different things? So I don't physically ascend to space, but I rise above my ego to love of others, where love of others actually determines what will I do in life, with my life, and what determines what I'll do in life right now is self-love. Can you explain this? Help me out here. You mean about my goals in life, my actions, whatever it is, I take the other and do everything that's to their benefit with everything I can. And how does this give you a new perception? This is a new perception. I as if clothe in them and do everything to their benefit. And I serve the other. And this is a new perception. I came out of myself and I dressed in the other. I clothed in them with love. And I exactly do what the other wants. Why is that a different, a new dimension? Because up until now, I lived only inside my ego, completely, benefiting only myself. And now, I clothe forever in the other and in the others and do everything to their benefit. If they determine what I'm going to do, I am at their service. And then this way, I start seeing a new reality, an opposite reality to the one I have now. And this reality is unlimited. It's eternal and whole. And this is what we have to reach. You said that we'll feel like in a spaceship as a mankind. Yes, then truly we can fly anywhere without any limitations. It really changes our perception of reality entirely. It's a new reality. Dr. Lightman, unfortunately, our time's up. Thank you very much. See you on our next show. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.